Here we are at the west end of one of Glasgow's main shopping streets, Sauchiehall Street, on the east side of Charing Cross. We're standing outside 520 Sauchiehall Street. It's a B-listed building, and it's on the Buildings at Risk Register. It was originally built as a genteel piano showroom, and it ultimately became a nightclub through various different versions of cinemas, sometimes of dubious status. We can see clues of its past identities, the Greek details, Ionic columns and sculpted torchbearers around the entrance, the pipe-playing harmony, Greek goddess of peace and love watching over the building. And although we can't see it from this point, round at the other side of the building on Renfrew Street, in red sandstone, there's a bust of Beethoven looming over the street. So what's the story of this building? It begins around 1896 with the piano seller Thomas Ewing, who had commissioned the architect David Peyton Lowe to design a single-storey red sandstone piano showroom fronting onto Sauchiehall Street, linking back to his lodgings in Albany Place. Albany Place was a Georgian terrace which has since been demolished, although there are still some remains round behind the Beresford Hotel along the street there. The following year, Mr. Ewing had the showroom extended towards Renfrew Street and at the same time added a second-storey salon for performances. But piano sales must have dwindled. In 1912, the building became the Vitagraph Cinema, and in 1914, the architect John Fairweather, who specialised in theatre and cinema design, completed the transformation to the King's Cinema. He added the sculpture-decorated front and rear elevations and space inside for an orchestra to play along to films. The change in the status of Sauchiehall Street as a shopping street has been paralleled by the frequent change of names over the decades of this business. In the mid-1950s, the short-lived newsreel cinema, News Cine, gave way to Curzon's Classics, and the curtain finally fell on the Tatler in 1984 when a decade of soft porn and X-rated films ended with the double-bill screening Lover Boy and the Blood Queen. But new nightlife came along with Glasgow's booming live music scene. The old cinema returned to its musical origins with a series of nightclubs. The last one, Club 520, closed in 2011, and the building now lies empty. Its modern entrance is boarded up, but David Peyton Lowe's Greek details are still visible. So what has happened here? In many ways, it's a victim of what has happened to Sauchiehall Street and to shopping in general as it's become more corporate in Glasgow. Of course, no terrace building is self-contained, and we see a similar change in the circumstances of its neighbours. After the neighbouring National Bank of Pakistan moved out in the 1990s, developers planned to build a 10-storey steel block on the newly cleared site, but the 2008 crash put paid to that. So now we have a partly exposed party wall, and damp seems to have worked its way inside 520. It's a tough site, but it's not beyond rescue.